This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is the first full week of open enrollment on Affordable Care Act marketplaces, and there are a couple of big changes this year. First of all, the individual mandate is now not so much of a mandate. The 2017 tax bill changed the law so the consumers who decide not to buy healthcare plans won't have to pay a tax penalty. There are also a whole lot of insurance options outside the state and federal-run exchanges. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on how buying health insurance has become even more of a confusing and sometimes risky business.
36-year-old Alan Lastufka of Sandy, Oregon, has been buying his health care on his state marketplace since it opened 5 years ago. And every year, his premium has gone up, this year included.
It's another $40 a month. And then the deductible and max out-of-pocket are both going up another $1,400 a year.
Lastufka says it's been years since he's seen a doctor. He's thought about foregoing insurance altogether, but...
You know, if you break a leg, have a heart attack, something that is more money than you would want to afford, I can save $300 and change a month. But then what happens when you're hit with a $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 bill?
Instead of going without insurance, Lastufka could opt for a so-called skinny plan. It would only cover catastrophic health care, but it would cost him under $100 a month, around a third of what he pays now.
That sounds more appropriate and more what I'm looking for. I'm still young. I'm relatively healthy. I don't have any ongoing medical issues. And so getting a full featured plan is not very important to me right now.
Skinny plans don't comply with the Affordable Care Act. They can reject applicants with pre-existing conditions. They don't have to pay for a prescription medicine. And out-of-pocket expenses can run to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Elizabeth Benjamin advises New Yorkers on health insurance plans. She's not a fan.
Skinny plans is the nice name for it. Junk insurance may be the more accurate name for it.
The Trump administration expanded access to skinny plans last year as part of its effort to dismantle Obamacare. Benjamin says that's leading to a lot of confusion online.
You type in Obamacare, you'll see ads for ObamacarePlans.com. You'll see Obamacare-Plans.com. You'll see affordable health plans. You'll see health plan rate. You'll see a million different websites. And who knows who's running those websites?
The ACA set aside funding for navigators who would help consumers pick the best plan. But the Trump administration's slashed that funding. And that's bad news, says Christine Eibner, an economist at RAND.
Assistance from navigators, marketing, outreach may help them to make choices to enroll in health insurance coverage. And without funding for that, we may see fewer people enrolling.
Last year, enrollments in ACA plans declined slightly. This year is anybody's guess. Researchers estimate millions may bail. Cynthia Cox is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
It's hard to separate out how much of this drop-off in enrollment is due to the repeal of the mandate penalty, how much is due to the economy improving and people getting other forms of health insurance, or how much of it is due to costs of health insurance just being unaffordable for some people.
People going without health insurance isn't what the designers of the ACA had in mind. Younger and healthier people are most likely to go without coverage. That would leave older and often sicker people in the pool, which would drive up premiums. 33-year-old Janessa Hooper of Richland, Washington, has Crohn's disease. So
the idea of not having health insurance is terrifying.
She thought about switching to a skinny plan.
There is weird stuff out there, and it feels like it should be legit.
But she realized it was a bad idea. She gets a subsidy to help pay for her ACA plan, and skinny plans don't.
I need those tax credits, because otherwise I can't afford anything.
And that may be all that keeps some people enrolled in ACA plans. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.